Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette with Dr. Samira Umat today and Dr. Ken Pentland. We're talking with Valerie about her husband's very cold, freezing hands and feet, and why that might be the case.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So, Valerie, we were talking about the fact that he doesn't have any discoloration, which means that Raynaud's is probably ruled out, but you should probably make sure that he doesn't have Raynaud's because the medications for Raynaud's are completely different. If he has a peripheral neuropathy, then, you know, it develops slowly over time, not as suddenly as you said. And sometimes peripheral vascular disease can also cause it. And insulin dysregulation in any form of diabetes, type 1, 2, or 3, can cause this. Usually, though, more prominent in type 1 and type 2. But definitely, there can be some insulin dysregulation in type 3 as well. As I think about it, the first thing, you know, if nothing is jumping out and you know, you don't have a diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy, I'd want to make sure his thyroid is optimal. And that if he is suboptimal, it can cause cold hands. That also is associated with hair loss or weight gain, or dry skin. Then other types of things I would think about is, you know, absorption of nutrients in the diet. And is he making enough acid? So is he absorbing some of the magnesium? Should we try a little bit low-dose magnesium, something to help improve the gut health a little bit? And also then NAD comes to mind. NAD is either used as a IV therapy or as a subcutaneous injection, and that can help. We're looking into seeing if we can measure NAD levels, but that's a little bit not for you right now because I won't have it quickly. But I know in research, people do measure NAD levels, and optimizing NAD levels can actually help with warm, so blood flow is what we're talking about, either whether it's nerves or whether it's blood flow vascular. That's what we're trying to improve in the periphery, which is the hands and the feet. There is blood flow also with the PDE5 inhibitor sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just throwing out many, many different things, but the message here is that he does need a workup and not just a diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy or peripheral vascular disease. But a few nutrient supplements may help. Dr. Pentland?
Well, you mentioned magnesium, and that brought some things to mind for me. You know, sometimes when people have very tight muscles in the shoulders that are restricting blood flow to the arms or in the hips, a lot of times from, you know, lack of proper stretching and things like that, proper exercise, movement, lymphatic system flow, things like that. So exercise, nitric oxide levels, you know, if they're low or depleted, it can reduce vascular permeation. So,
yeah, actually, you do bring up very important points. Those are very good. And exercise is, I think, maybe the cornerstone here. The more we exercise, the more we open up channels, both for blood flow as well as, you know, nutrients, so that can keep warm. So one of the things I would definitely suggest is trying to do for some physical activity. And when he's sitting quietly, you could give him one of those pressure balls, those stress balls, they call them. And if he keeps even pressing those, he's going to try to stimulate some blood flow to the hands and to the extremities.
Oh, also, last but not least, hydration.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Absolutely.
Staying well hydrated.
Water. I have a
water. Water.
Yes. I have a battle with that. So
yeah, I'm sure you do.
Said, actually, more than one doctor said this would be very helpful. So, and if we were to pursue this with a physician, should this be with his cardiologist or his endocrinologist?
Either one can do this because it depends upon who you're in contact with right now. That's probably the easiest way to start.
Okay. Well, thank you. You gave us a lot of ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome. So welcome. Aww,
Valerie, thank you for the call. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and the number to get through today, while we are live in the studio, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Staying in the Seattle area, we have John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. I was calling back in response to the lady who was inquiring about ivermectin.
I
personally used ivermectin to help cure a skin cancer disease within the last year. It was diagnosed not as, it's not a breath, basal cell carcinoma, and then the pathology report came back and labeled it as Merkel cell, which by definition is a rare and aggressive skin cancer. So I sought some advice, and the one person that resonated with me had me on a ivermectin daily for as long as it took, which was about 2.5 months, to prove with 3 different scans that my cancer was in full remission. Now, I must add that thanks to your Galleria test, which I had taken prior to the 2 months prior to the cancer prognosis and showed no signs of the Merkel cell. But later on, when I had a dermatologist remove a lesion from my cheek, that triggered the pathology report that found the Merkel cell. So I was in early stage one, optimal chance for all kinds of success. But the only set of remedies offered were non-pharmaceutical. We'll just leave that at, for the time being. But the ivermectin worked for me. It's also worked for my son, who has a 12-year history of colon cancer. And after 12 years, and after resuming some ivermectin and curcumin regimen, he had 0 polyps on his last Roto-Rooter surgery, whatever you want to call it, checkup. So I feel very comfortable talking to anybody anytime about ivermectin or the various studies that I've come across accumulated since. But I have a question for you guys.
Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling back.
Yes.
And with your clarification.
Yeah.
Do you have any other comments,
sure.
Dr. Pentland?
No, just a very interesting experience there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John has a question now for the doctors.
Okay.
Well, for yourself as well. You're talking about the new studios. Are any of these visual? Can we watch or see you?
Good question.
Very soon.
Dr. Pentland was relieved. Half of it is not visual today.
Yes. Stop recording.
Fine.
We're still working out lots of bugs, lots of licensee issues, but we are. I've got all the beautiful equipment here. I've been working the cameras the past 2 months and practicing and doing this every week because we're actually recording the show. But those will be live streaming hopefully very soon.
So, yes. I'm just afraid I might have missed the one time you've announced how to do it. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
And once we're up going, we'll remind people several times during the show. That way they can catch us. Yes.
It's kind of a
That'd
soft
be great.
Opening.
Thank you very much.
Actually, it's interesting. You know, John asked this. My husband texted me earlier, too, and said, can I watch you now?
I had wet messy hair today driving in, so I was kind of glad no one can see it. Okay. All right. Thank you, John, for the call.
Thank you, John.
We appreciate that. All right. We are just about ready to take a break here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk about Longevity Medical Clinics. We have three available for you. There's got to be one close by to you in Linwood, Tacoma, or in Kirkland. This is where you can come in. If you've never been here before, come on in for what we call a free health analysis appointment. That's where you come in, you get your blood drawn, and we're checking for a couple of things, and we do an in-body test. So which doctor would like to talk about our health analysis? Oh, Dr. Pentland's smiling. I think I'm going to pretend to be the teacher here. Maybe you could tell us about the health analysis.
Well, I love doing health analysis for patients because I get to meet new people, yes. Hear their story. Connect with them. Everyone has a unique story to bring, and I get to know what it is they're coming in for. What motivates them? Some of them are super athletes and want to have optimal performance. Some of them have health concerns that want to feel better. But I just do my best to see how is it that we can be of help to them, and how do our services mesh with their desires and want and needs. So it's a half hour appointment, plus, the free
blood test,
the uh-huh. A1C and the in-body test, which are helpful to go over, to look at in the context of what they're asking for. And then if they want to go forward with the full blood draw, the 595, we get a much broader perspective on what they're why they need what they need.
Going on in their bodies.
Yeah, or what they're missing, right? If they're looking for optimal performance, what are they missing in the labs that wasn't, able to be optimized so far? Things like that. Mm-hmm. So just looking for those opportunities and filling those needs, I think it's a great opportunity for them.
Absolutely. And what we do is we'll give you the phone number next and you can make that appointment. Come in and you'll meet the doctors like Dr. Ken Pentland. If you're in Kirkland, he may become your doctor. Also Tacoma Clinic and our Linwood Clinic as well. You'll get to see the facilities, meet the staff and take the test. They'll let you know kind of what life's done to you so far and what longevity can do to help you, because we want you to feel better. We want you to be stronger. We want you to be happier. We want you to be healthier, faster, and all the things Dr. Mixon says that I haven't memorized. And of course, he would add in there sexier by calling this phone number. Let's get you started with Longevity Medical Clinics, like so many of our listeners have already done. Here's that number. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Dan in just a moment. Stay right there. Listen, we're so glad you're here today. We are in the studio. We're live. I'm Lynette with Dr. Samiri Umat and Dr. Ken Pentland. Here is the number to get a hold of us, 206-421-5757. And let's head now to Graham. We started the show in Graham today. Dan is on the line. Hi there, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
I'll see you guys all the medical history because you would believe it, and I have a hard time.
Okay, I can't hear very clearly at all. Is that just my earphone, or is everybody else having a problem?
Can you hear me now?
It's a very... Yeah, we can barely hear you talking. I'm not sure why we're getting a lot of echoing. Are you on Bluetooth, perhaps? You know what, Dan, why don't you call us right back? We'll get you right on, okay?
He's gone completely. Okay, he's gone. I can't hear a thing now.
Yeah, we barely had any reception. Hopefully he'll call us right back.
It was kind of in and out, yeah.
All right. He wanted to talk about diabetes, so we'll wait for his question.
Sure.
But we've got Mr. Gut Health here. Let's find out.
Is that a title?
Well, what is the top of mind for you, for people?
Actually, when we talk about diabetes, you know, metabolic syndrome in general, one of the things that comes to mind is taurine, actually. Mm. Taurine is an amino acid that it's not an essential amino acid, but it's very multifunctional when it comes to things like metabolic cardiovascular disease. And that's why we chose it as our fifth ingredient for our IV therapy that we're offering at the clinic. It was first identified back in like 1827 and extracted from bile acid. And it's a very important aspect of bile production in the liver, but it has an amazing effect in metabolic health. It improves cardiovascular function. A lot of folks who have like congestive heart failure or the start of that, it improves contractility. The studies show that it can improve triglyceride levels, reduce weight gain, improves insulin resistance, and reduce blood pressure. So it also shown to help kidney function. So we've been recommending it either IV or orally for those with mild kidney disease. So it's really quite multifunctional. And that's a lot of things that anybody who has type 2 diabetes, I would probably recommend trying this.
Okay. Let's see if we've got our caller back on the line. By chance, do we have Dan back? Checking with our producer. Okay, I don't think we have Dan.
Okay, so let's talk maybe a little bit more about the IV therapies.
Yes.
Because they are an important part of what we offer in the clinics. And again, they're available to both non-patients and non-patients. Obviously, Longevity Medical Clinic patients do get a discount because they are being treated for other things with us. But I believe that we all need nutrients in our system. And if we eat enough of variety of food, we will get it. Only now the quality of the food is very different than it used to be. And we definitely do not eat enough of a variety of foods to get all the nutrients that our body needs. Our body then breaks down food. Remember, food is not just because of taste. It is for a purpose. And that food is then broken down into the basic ingredients, amino acids, proteins, fats. And those are absorbed so that they can perform function for us, which includes everything from providing energy to basically controlling, you know, sugar and maintaining our immune system and our health in general. When we eat too much of the wrong foods, we are more prone to inflammation and disease. When we eat the right foods, we are more prone to health and wellness. And obviously, everybody wants that. So how do we get the right amount when a part of it is, you know, as medical providers, we're also telling our people to, our patients to reduce intake of foods that not only are pro-inflammatory, but also quantity. So if you're not even eating enough quantity of healthy foods, how are you going to get all the nutrients that you need? And so we supplement. Obviously, oral supplementation is the best way, easiest way, cheapest way. You're doing it at your own home. You have objective measurements and you can change things as you change and your health symptoms change. But sometimes oral is not enough and you do need to go a little bit deeper, either for an acute infection or an acute problem or just for chronic maintenance on an ongoing basis. And that's where IV therapies come in. Acute is obviously very, very clear. Somebody has an infection and they're not eating well. Somebody has a diarrhea or a GI issue going on. They're not hydrating enough and not able to get in and are losing more nutrients. Somebody who's, you know, debilitated or sick or has cancer or is undergoing chemotherapy. And then some others where you go on a trip to Vegas and you basically drinking too much alcohol and are not getting enough water and hydration and have a hangover from the alcohol. So those are some acute scenarios. But but overall, many people will benefit from some boost to their system on a semi-regular, regular basis, just because we know that we don't get enough of the right stuff into our body. And so the first thing is obviously the easiest is the Myers cocktail, which is a multivitamin. And that as an IV boost can just help you because it gets has a variety of things. And then there are certain things that do certain things, as the executive or the hangover or the NAD or heart health, like Dr. Pentland mentioned with the taurine. So it depends upon what you are fighting against. And I'll let him talk a little bit more about it. But glutathione is basically the most potent antioxidant. Similarly, vitamin C is an antioxidant, and it can be used for many things. Orally, you may not absorb as much, so giving it IV will help you recover from whatever you're fighting with. We mentioned taurine for heart and renal function. We use NAD. NAD is amazing. It helps with weight optimization, cognitive functioning. And so a combination of this, and I do encourage everybody who's struggling with something to come and talk to Dr. Pentland. He will do a consult, and then if you're a good candidate, you can actually get the treatment on the same day.
Yeah, you mentioned glutathione, vitamin C, taurine, and Myers cocktail, and NAD. Those are the five ingredients that we offer for IVs right now. And I just want to say a little bit more about glutathione, how profoundly important it is for our system. I mean, the primary function is really in liver detoxification. Mm-hmm. And the liver, you know, all the things that come through our intestines, the blood, when we filter out the nutrients and things, we're not always filtering out good things until it gets to the liver. It's the liver's job to detoxify all that stuff that comes in and just put out the nutritious, healthy stuff. And the toxic stuff has to be converted and eliminated from the body. And glutathione plays a crucial role in the detoxification phase. We have two phases in the liver, phase one and phase two. And glutathione is very important for phase two. If phase two is too slow or not working on all cylinders, then we get a buildup of toxic byproducts, and that's going to impact liver health and overall inflammatory status of the person. So it's important to maintain a supply of nutrients on hand that are necessary for phase two, and glutathione is right at the top of the list for that. So it's a great choice for things like liver disease, fatty liver, or other things, neurodegenerative disorders, and metabolic syndrome. So it's a powerful master antioxidant. But it does get used up if you don't get enough of it on a regular basis. But it can be recycled. So it's kind of like a sponge you have to wring out, and so it can be used again. But one of the things that helps recycle it is vitamin C. It's another antioxidant. So we often will pair vitamin C with glutathione for that reason, or a good Myers cocktail, which has a little bit of vitamin C in it as well. Mm-hmm. Glutathione would be a great add-on for that.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, if you're not needing an extra boost of vitamin C, then a Myers cocktail with an NAD is actually good health, good thing to use. But if somebody has congestive heart failure, heart disease, then I really, we have to be careful about volume overload.
Very careful,
have to be very, very careful in these patients. But taurine is actually very good for congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, as they get older, will develop pump failure. That's basically what congestive heart failure is. The pump of the heart is becoming weaker and weaker, and it cannot actually pump out and circulate the blood. So you basically develop pooling of the blood in the lower extremities, which then causes shortness of breath, and that then becomes a problem. So to increase muscle contractility and heart health, taurine has been shown, actually, and there have been some studies done on taurine with congestive heart failure. So a good thing to know and to use and to consider whether you want to take it orally or IV. I think both have a role to play, and it's just a matter of which one is the right one for you.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Continuing talking about the gut, if you got a question, we can try to get you in. We still have a half hour left of our show. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. Here's that number. And Dan, if you'd like to call back, we would love to talk with you if you've got a better connection. Here's the number, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Crazy, I'm crazy. crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.
And welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, here with Dr. Samiri Umat and also our guest, Dr. Ken Pentland, taking your phone calls at 206-421-5757. And we have a Dan from Gig Harbor on the line this time. Welcome, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. I'm 75 years old. I go to the Y 5 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I do a HIIT class for an hour. Tuesday, Thursday, I do a spin class. I take a lot of multi-supplements for the better or the worse, whatever. My question is, after I took the two Moderna COVID stuff, and then I took a booster, this is 2019 and 2020, and then I took a booster and a flu shot. Since then, after all of the negativity has come down on the shots and everything else, do you think I should, and I'm in excellent health, do you think I should take a flu shot?
A flu shot? Dan, I think it, I'm pro vaccines, so my answer would be yes. Some years we get it right and they are really life-saving. As we get older, our immune system does compromise. Sounds like you are doing all the right things to, in terms of exercise, to maintain a healthier immune system. I don't know all of your other underlying medical problems, but as we do get older, our thymus cells, our thymus gland is just smaller and our immunity is compromised. If they get the combination of the vaccine right, then it can actually, it has prevented morbidity and mortality. If you were to catch a flu, it would be a milder version and you would be able to bounce back very quickly. And all it is, you know, my famous saying, stack the odds in your favor. And that's what you're trying to do. If sometimes they get it wrong, then, you know, we're all in the same boat. We are all going to have the incidence will be higher, the morbidity and mortality rates will be higher. And sometimes we don't know until later. It's basically just a guesstimation of what kind of viruses will be in the environment. And so am I a proponent for the flu vaccine at your age? 100% yes.
All right. I used to take the flu virus shots. And I understand, you know, they get it right, they get it right. They don't, they don't. What about the latest, I don't even like mentioning the word, but the latest strain of the COVID virus shots? Do you think that's valid or not?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. And I think that is also a question which everybody has to answer individually for themselves. If they're not in good health, which you obviously are, if they have comorbidities as they are getting older and they are thinking that they will be exposed and are at risk, then I think it is a valuable thing to take. Now, having said that, I have personally taken my COVID booster this year. And it is because the incidence was rising earlier in the year. I have been exposed last year. I was quite sick for a while. I recovered uneventfully, but I just didn't want to take the odds again. And so and before the holiday season sprung upon us, I decided to go ahead and get my booster. It was completely uneventful. I had no residual effect or bad effect or good effect. I don't even know what happened. Nothing happened. So I hope that I have enough antibodies that will protect me. And I think a few weeks ago, we were hearing a lot about the illnesses. There were a lot of people that were very sick and a lot of positive cases were being reported. But now I haven't heard anything recently, but yes, I have gotten my COVID vaccine.
I know this is a question that you may be able to answer, but is Dr. Mixon in favor, and I know he's not there today, is he in favor of taking a flu shot every year?
So I will let him answer that question for himself, but from memory and from past history, the short answer to that is yes.
Okay. All right. And I have gone to your clinic. I took advantage of your offer 2 summers ago to come in and do a complete evaluation. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking I'm going to go back into your clinic and Do you offer rapamycin there?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and okay. You know, a lot things change over time too. Senescent cell therapies are a big topic, and I know that more and more is being written about them. And we have now been offering that for a while, and we've actually seen a lot of good things come out of it. And so there is just so much more available today, Dan, than even 2 years ago. And I think it's just worth keeping a finger on that pulse and knowing what's going on and trying to take advantage of it, especially in somebody like you who's already motivated. This is harder for people where I have to motivate them and I have to meet them on their terms. But for somebody like you, where you're already on the road, where you're already trying to do everything that you know of, this just is a little bit extra that puts the odds in your favor.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much. Your show is very informative. I'm going to make an appointment at your Tacoma office and come in.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Love to see you there, Dan.
Yeah, and thank you for the call and the questions. You know, I know things happen and people come and go, but yeah, we'd be happy to have you back.
I'll get the flu shot, the latest COVID thing, doctor. I think I'm going to think about that one.
Yes, and please, everybody needs to think about that one. Mm-hmm. It affects more of us adversely when we have more comorbidities and when we are, have other issues that are going on. Healthier people may not necessarily need it. And so I know friends and family that have not gotten it, and that's perfectly okay. Everybody has to make an informed decision for themselves. I was going to be exposed to circumstances where I was going to be at a high risk, and I chose to, you know, put the odds in my favor and get the vaccine. I have never reacted adversely to it. And so for me, it was a easier decision to make. For somebody who has had adverse reactions in the past, I can certainly understand that and respect that.
Yeah, right. When I took the two Modernas and the booster, I had zero reaction. I didn't even know that I had taken a shot. And
right.
Mm-hmm. I very rarely ever get sick. I just I try to keep myself very healthy and eat healthy. But I do like my IPAs in the evening, though. I earn those.
And I'm fine with that. I think that's not bad. It is actually good. You know, with the COVID vaccine, the big issue always was how long does the immunity last? And if the immunity is only going to last a few weeks, is it really worth it to expose yourself to that risk? Because then the risk becomes high again after the immunity is worn off. And so, I can understand both arguments. But like I said earlier, you have to think for yourself and weigh the risk and risk and benefits for yourself and then make that decision.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you again for the call.
Thank you, Dan. All right. One more call left. We'll talk to James after this break. And we'll be back with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Ken Pentland in just a moment. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Stay close.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine for you. I'm Lynette, along with the doctors in the studio, and we are headed to Shelton. James is on the line. Welcome to the show, James. How can we help?
Hello, James.
You know, I was writing ingredients down to that.
Can you hear him?
Uh-oh.
I can't hear him.
Uh-oh. James, are you outside walking?
No, but I'm in my... Here, let me just open the door.
And then we'll have you not move once we get you.
I'm busy right now.
There you go. Yeah, we can hear you. Don't move.
There we go. I'm going out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We can. And how can we help, James?
Well, like I said, I needed the two other ingredients to that IV cocktail. I was writing it down my notes.
Oh.
And then I didn't.
That's easy.
Yeah, there's
So the multivitamin.
Good as I used to be.
Sorry, say that again, James.
Yeah, let me grab my notes. I'm sitting down comfortably now. I'm hanging out the door. out here in the woods, you know. All this modern convenience is not as cool as they think they are. Still smoke signals out here. Anyway, I have taurine, glutathione, and vitamin C. You said there was five ingredients to that?
Oh, so those aren't individual ingredients for the Myers cocktail. Those are ingredients that we have, that we offer as an IV, right?
Oh, so they, yeah, that's what I mean, IV.
Right,
yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
the IV.
NAD is Myers cocktail, vitamin C, glutathione, and taurine. Those are the five.
Oh, okay.
The Myers cocktail is a combination of B vitamins, magnesium, calcium, and zinc.
Yeah. So the Myers cocktail.
I know each one of those ingredients
zinc,
are very
vitamin C. Yeah.
Very essential to make other things happen. You know, the wonderful miracle itself is your IV. I mean, your immune system. You know.
Yes.
And it's an amazing thing. But if you don't have one ingredient to another, it's not working properly.
Yes. Have you had some previous experience with IV therapy?
Yeah. Have you done some IV therapy,
well, once
James?
I had it when I needed to be, I was extremely dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one way that it brought me back, you know.
Right.
Got me going, and then eating other things that have moisture in them instead of just drinking water, you know, like watermelon. And fruits and vegetables have a lot of water in them. But anyway, I've been listening. A great show. And
Thanks
for thinking outside the box for people. But, you know, like you said before, better be thinking, you can cognitively think and think of these things yourself, or somebody else is going to think for you.
Right. It's good to be your own health advocate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
you're
call,
the one
James.
That knows what you're doing, you know. I'm very in tune with that. Kind of an old hippie, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a great rest of your weekend. All right. Well, just a few minutes left of our show. Let's get in the last bit of information we were wanting to talk about. Doctors, in between, we were wanting to talk about the, what are we going to?
Well, cardiac health was an issue I had kind of thought about for today, but we didn't really get to it. We've talked about a lot of different things, but. You know, heart disease is something that affects many of us, and unfortunately, many times we find out after the first event or episode or a cardiac issue. And so the thing is that heart disease is something that goes on all the time. You are narrowing blood flow, building plaque formation, and it's not enough to kind of just go and measure your lipid profile as a regular part of a panel to know what your risk of heart disease is. There are many things in that are involved in trying to identify your personal risk, and yes, there are now researchers looking into genetics as well, but we don't have all of that information out yet. But still, if you have a, you know, if you're overweight, you're a smoker, you know, you don't exercise much, you have a family history or a personal history, you know that your risk is higher. And that can actually not only affect your quality of life, it can also shorten your lifespan. And these are some things that are easily treated, managed, and we can find out. So something like a extensive blood test, which is a very simple thing to do, and it's not outrageously expensive, can highlight your risk factors. And then once we have a better idea of what your risk factors are, we send patients in for further investigations. And that includes some imaging, a CT scan that's really easy to get done, looks at the buildup of plaque in the blood supply to the heart. And if that is compromised, then you definitely need to be under the care of a cardiologist. But then we encourage you to do an exercise stress test, an EKG, an echocardiogram to know, you know, what is your personal risk. And that's basically finding out before you have an event rather than waiting for an event to occur and then tackling it. So you want to know your risk profile before. And then the other big thing about the studies that we do is we look for lipoprotein particle little a, which is a genetic risk factor and runs in families. And it is actually independent of your LDL cholesterol. So there are some families that have a high little particle A, which actually is atherogenic and increases their risk of a cardiac event. And sometimes their LDL may be perfectly okay, but if they have a very high lipoprotein particle little A, they can still have a heart attack. And so if that is your family, if you know that your family history of heart disease is high, but your LDL is normal, please don't give up there. Please go ahead and tell your doctor that you want to know about lipoprotein particle little A. You want to do a calcium score. You want to find out what is your plaque buildup so that you can change these. You can literally reduce your risks.
All right. That's good to know as we are talking about hearts and heart health. And how about Dr. Pentland?
Well, there's so much on that, the Cleveland Heart Lab test, right, that we run that we don't get to look at with the standard labs.
Correct.
You know, what's your omega intake look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, so you can do like a fractionation study with your regular provider and they can do the small particles also. Mm-hmm. But what people don't realize is that the personalized Cleveland panel that we have created for longevity actually has more things on it than others can check. And the classic example is what you're saying, the omega check.
Right. And the inflammation markers I find really helpful, like the myeloperoxidase.
And tell them about the omega check a little bit more?
Oh, well, it looks at, you know, if you're getting enough omega-3s and if your omega-6 ratio is off.
Right. So omega-3 fish oils, as you all know, is the healthier omega oil, whereas the omega-6s are the saturated ones that we unfortunately consume more of in our diet. And so knowing how much the of the anti-inflammatory omega-3 versus the pro-inflammatory omega-6s you have is important. And so Cleveland panel can check this, and it is part of what we offer in our lab. You may be taking fish oil, or you may be saying, okay, well, I eat healthy enough and I eat a lot of fish. Do I need extra? Well, this test can give you a quantity. It can quantify it, and it can say, okay, yes, you're taking enough, or hey, no, you'd be surprised at how many people I find are not taking enough.
Yeah, sometimes I've done reviewed these tests with patients and their LDL is fine, but their triglycerides are up, or they're not taking enough omega-3s. And, you know, adding a little more fish oil in cases like that can also help reduce triglycerides too. It's been shown to that. So, but just looking at all those inflammation markers, which one is high, which one is low, can tell you a lot about what areas of risk are most important to pay attention to as well.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Pentland is saying that the Cleveland panel looks at myeloperoxidase and PLA2 activity level, which is basically an enzyme reaction that is taking place if the plaque is ready to rupture. If those numbers are running high, then you know that the plaque that's building up is about to rupture. And so therefore, we have to be a little bit more proactive for those patients rather than, you know, somebody else who has some low-grade underlying plaque buildup, but it's not active right now. So yes, we have to be active wherever there is a problem, but if these two levels are running high, then it's more of a signal for us that we have to do a little bit extra.
All right. And just a couple minutes left on our show today with Dr. Mixon gone, but he will be back next week. If you had a question for him, he will be back. And of course, he'll probably fill us in to his adventures this weekend. I know he flew out on Halloween night to go and get some research done and some work. So he's actually working hard today as well. But Dr. Ken Pentland here, Dr. Samira Umat, and we would love to have you join us here at Longevity Medical Clinics. We invite you each week to take the free health analysis test. And that is nothing scary. Two simple tests, a blood test and an in-body test, which lets the doctors know what you're at risk for. Things like sexual dysfunction, diabetes, dementia, cancers, and what we've been talking about, heart disease, and so much more, including Alzheimer's and joint degeneration. Even if you feel great, you need to come in and see what could potentially be going on down the road. And let's get you feeling better. Let's get you stronger, leaner, faster, smarter, sexier. Yeah, I found my notes. and happier, just like Dr. Mixon says, by getting you in to one of our three clinics. We have three for you to choose from: Tacoma, Linwood, and our facility in Kirkland. And if you come to Kirkland, you may just have Dr. Ken Pentland as your doctor. All right. Here is the number to call. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. That is 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. Now, the reason to go to lmclinic.com is because you're going to get so much information about the clinics. You will hear podcasts. You will see different broadcasts of our shows over the last several weeks. We keep a catalog of those so you can go back if you've missed one or if you want to re-listen to one. We also have several videos for you to see on different topics of your health as you're aging, as we're aging, at lmclinic.com. And that's where you can sign up for that health analysis appointment. Okay? I'll give you that phone number one more time. It's 866-86-YOUNG, and our website is lmclinic.com. Well, that's it for today, this first weekend of November. Kind of a rainy one, so stay dry. And we will be back next week with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon right here on Leading Edge Medicine. And thank you, Dr. Ken Pentland, for coming in on your Saturday. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you for listening.